it never ends.
Good morning!
This is Songs with Words, and you are listening to
91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Surprise!
Hey.
I don't know if you knew you were listening to Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, but you are.
Welcome.
What did we just hear, Veronica?
Well, first you heard Call It Fate, Call It Karma from The Strokes, which was a fortunate choice from the automation. So I just let her go because I like that song. And I also needed a minute to set up. Anyways, we're always late to the radio. I'm always late.
And I was just late because something happened.
It doesn't matter. It's not that kind of show.
It's we're not strict here.
Yeah.
We don't follow rules.
It's fine.
We're rule breakers.
And then you heard Welcome to the Working Week by Elvis Costello, chosen by Eli, who is listening right now.
Aww,
I know.
Hi, Eli.
Because I was telling him about all the things I had to do this week, and then he started singing the song. So I thought maybe I should play it. Also, because Sunday, it is the official start of the week, isn't it?
Yes, not the working week.
The calendar week.
The calendar week.
And then you heard Something's in the Air by Salt.
Salt?
Salt.
And next, you are going to be hearing Black Leaves by Kirby. We have two artists.
In all caps.
I just recently discovered this song. It's, like, it's totally not the vibe, but, like, I just want to play it because
there's no vibe.
There's no vibe.
Keep it freeform,
yeah,
Joe.
Come on. And it just, like, imagine, like, playing this in your headphones, like, walking down the street in, like, New York, like, going to, like, your job, like, your really cool job, and, like, I don't know. Just, like, imagine that as you're listening to the song, because that's what I imagine. Anyways, let's get into it.
Black leaves on the Mississippi River. Black leaves in the Mississippi fire. Black leaves in the Mississippi choir. Black leaves on the Mississippi land. And we've got sons and daughters, we've got grit and glory, we've got mommy stories, we've got strength like towers, we got hope and power. God made main woman with an iron's hand, placed her up on heaven's land. God made woman with an iron's hand, raised her up.
anyone, and I don't want us to just be friends.
That was Unrequited Love and Other Cliches by Breakup Shoes.
I used to listen to a lot of Breakup Shoes in high school.
Yeah.
So that took me back.
And then after this, I have A Dream of the Baseball Player by Faye Webster, which is like a really, really short song. It's like 4 lines, but it's just really cute and I like it.
But it is 4 minutes.
No, it's not. Oh, wait. Maybe I'm thinking of a different song. Well, anyways, we'll see what this song has. It was in my favorites from the last week, so I must like it for some reason or another. And also, I want to dedicate this show to Ocean Vuong, who me and Veronica heard speak last week, and it was, like, literally so amazing. And, like, I don't know. He has been such an inspiration on me. Like, I read his poetry book for the first time, I think, almost a year ago. I read it right when it came out because I had just read or just gotten On Earth We're Briefly Gorgeous from my mother.
Mm-hmm.
And I read his poetry book, and it was so perfect in the time that I read it for, like, what I needed from it. And, like, and then I heard him speak, and I have a poetry reflection on a collection coming up, and I was going to do it on this book that I had just read, and then I was like, who am I fooling? I need to do this on Time as a Mother by Ocean Vuong. So I am going to read, I'm going to start my words off super early in the show, and then Veronica will read something later in the show.
I'll read something. We'll see. We'll see what it is.
We'll see. This is my favorite poem from this collection called Reasons for Staying. Reasons for Staying. October leaves coming down as if called. Morning fog through the wild rye beyond the train tracks. A cigarette, a good sweater, on the sagging porch while the family sleeps. That I woke up at all, and the hawk up there thought nothing of its wings. That I snuck onto the page while the guards were shit-faced on codeine. That I read my book by the light of riot fire. That my best words came farthest from myself, and it's awesome. That you can blow a man and your voice speaks through his voice, like Jonah through the whale. Because a blade of brown rye multiplied by thousands makes a purple field. Because this mess I made with love. Because they came into my life, these ghosts, like something poured. Because crying, believe it or not, did wonders. Because my uncle never killed himself, but simply died on purpose. Because I made a promise that the McDonald's arch glimpsed from the 2 a.m. rehab window off Chestnut was enough. That mercy is small, but the earth is smaller. Summer rain hitting Peter's bare shoulders, the pt, pt, pt of it. Because I stopped apologizing into visibility. Because this body is my last address. Because right now, just before morning, when it's blue blood and the terror incumbent. Because the sound of bike spokes heading home at dawn was unbearable. Because the hills keep burning in California, through red smoke singing, through the singing a way out. Because only music rhymes with music. The words I've yet to use, Timothy Grass, Jeffrey Pine, Selling, cocksure, light lusty, midnight green, gentled, water thin, lord as a verb, russet, pewter, lobotomy. The night's worth of dust on his upper lip. Barn joy on the cusp of winter. The broken piano under a bridge in Windsor that sounds like footsteps when you play it. The sharpied sign outside the foreclosed home, seeking cat friend, please knock for Kayla. The train whistle heard through an open window after a nightmare. My mother standing at the mirror, putting on blush before heading to chemo. Sleeping in the back seat, leaving the town that broke me whole. Early snow falling from a clear blush sky, as if called. Like, God, like that poem just like means so much to me in so many ways, and I won't get into it, but I am getting into it in my reflection that's due on Tuesday. So
if anyone wants to read that,
don't ask me because you can't. Anyways, let's get back into our songs, and then we'll come back to some words later.
Yes. What are we going to hear?
We're going to hear A Dream of the Baseball Player by Faye Webster.
Awesome. Do you think there's more than four lines?
I think there might be more than four lines, or maybe there's a lot of instrumental.
Okay, well, let's find out.
Yeah, we'll get back to you guys.
With someone I don't know. How did I
That was Sunny by Bonnie M. Bonnie M, I'm sorry. And A Dream of the Baseball Player was not Six Lines. It was the other Faye Webster song on my playlist right under there called Something for California. I don't know. We're not going to play it. But maybe next time. Maybe tune in next time and you'll hear it. We're going to read a PSA, or Veronica is. Go ahead, Veronica.
So I just flipped the book open to this one. No reasoning here. We used to pick them with method, but
we've moved past that. We're more comfortable.
We've moved past that. We are more comfortable with spontaneity and
change.
Okay. Learning on the go. Children are naturally curious. They're bored learning, so follow their lead. What does your child like about riding in the car? Singing along to the radio music? Counting trucks? Or watching the traffic light change color? Talk with your child about what's going on around the car, and it becomes a learning moment. And when you talk with your child, you build vocabulary. Learning starts long before school does. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org, a public service announcement brought to you by United Way, the Ad Council, and WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It just says this station, so I just kind of filled it in. 91.5 is the number.
Anyways, I didn't like that. I didn't like that one, but that's okay.
All right.
Just, like, it'll build your vocabulary. Like, vocabulary
no,
about...
talk with your child, build vocabulary. Like, you build your vocabulary. Child's vocabulary.
I guess. It didn't really, like, make sense, but...
You don't like talking about child rearing and...
I don't know. It's just, like, I guess, yeah, but I don't know. Some of these PSAs are so odd. Anyways, I'm sorry. I'm just, like, woke up on the wrong side of the bed, I guess.
There's only one side of the beds here.
Well, figuratively, I woke up on the wrong side of the bed. All right, what's next?
Next, we're going to hear a request...
No,
we're not going to hear a request. We're going to hear Dizzy by Tchotchke, which is a request from me, actually.
So and then after that, we're going to hear I Remember You by The Pretenders.
Yes.
You got me swinging. Yeah.
That was I Remember You by The Pretenders, dedicated to Terry.
Sorry, guys. I'm shoe shopping.
Joe's shoe shopping.
I mean, I'm not actually going to buy
fine,
anything.
Which is fine. Ballet slippers.
But look how cool these are.
They're really cool. Get 10% off.
Anyways, but don't worry, Mom. I'm not actually going to buy any.
I don't know what I was going to say. My brain's a little stuck this morning, it seems. It is thawing, though, as the springtime peeks his head.
Mm. All right, next we're going to hear Kissing the Lips. I'm sorry, did I cut you off?
No, you just... whatever. We're going to hear Kissing the Lipless by The Shins.
And then Heavy Heart by Pity Party Girls Club.
Pity Party. Yeah.
My mom just texted me to buy some for me.
Aww.
Mom, I'm going to send you a picture of these ballet flats. They're so cute. Okay. Anyway.
Goodbye for now.
Called to see if your back was still aligned and your sheets were growing grass all on the corners of your bed. Got too much to wear on your sleeves. It has too much to do with me. And secretly, I want to bury in the yard the gray remains of a friendship scar.
Pretty loud. Rain, remember you.
You tested your metal of doe skin and paddles, of kissing the lipless, the bleed off the sweetness away.
We're still shoe shopping over here.
Sorry, guys. I'm getting really sidetracked.
But that was Heavy Heart by Pity Party Girls Club.
Pity Party Girls Club.
And I guess now I'm going to read some words.
Yay!
So these words come from a book that I picked up. Another book I picked up on the street of New York. A few weeks ago now. Sorry, guys, I'm getting preoccupied by the splendid shoes here.
Aren't they good?
Yeah, like, if only you could see. Okay, so this book is called The Sense of an Ending. It's by Julian Barnes. It's a British novel which won the Man Booker Prize in... I don't know what year this is. 2000-something. Not, like, as if you guys care. Anyways, I'm just going to read a little...
You guys don't even care.
I'm just going to read a little excerpt because I feel like it's a little bit relevant to tying the knot on our first year of college. Okay. We live in time. It holds us and molds us, but I've never felt I understood it very well. And I'm not referring to theories about how it bends and doubles back or may exist elsewhere in parallel versions. No, I mean ordinary everyday time, which clocks and watches assure us passes regularly. Tick-tock, click-clock. Is there anything more plausible than a second hand? And yet it takes only the smallest pleasure or pain to teach us time's malleability. Some emotions speed it up, others slow it down. Occasionally it seems to go missing until the eventual point when it really does go missing. Never to return. So short bit, but I don't know. Like, I just don't believe that it's already been a whole year here, and...
I know.
But also there were points when I was like, oh my god, we've been here for so long. And other points where I'm like, wait.
Like, the beginning of the year felt like a whole lifetime ago, but also like I can't believe it's been a year. Yeah. I don't know. I can't even put it into words. But I'm very excited for next year, to be honest. I'm a little too future-oriented, I find.
Okay, we can work on that.
Yeah, we can.
Come back next week, and Sunday, 9 a.m.
And I'll be less future-oriented.
To figure out what happens next. What are we going to hear next?
Next, we're hearing Bag of Bones by Mitski.
I'm all used up, pretty boy. Over and over again, my nail colors are wearing off. See my hands, pretty boy. What do they tell you? 'Cause I've looked down at them, not knowing why. And after everything's done and I'm all hear my high heels walking on, clickety-clacking through the night. I'm carrying my bag of bones.
my own need true love. Never really heard you speak the way it's unworthy of. Funny how the little college girl called language grew up. Funny how the other private schools had no hopper club. Someone took a trip before you came to ski in the Alps. Your father moved across the country just to some bunny scout. Country cross the country, mom, country, dig what I say. Living like a fresh Canadian, but would die in L.A.
So that was California English by Vampire Weekend, which I played. I chose because as we move towards the summer, I'm always reminded of the first summer that I learned how to drive, or the first summer that I had my driver's license, and the first car that I ever drove didn't have Bluetooth or an aux cord, and the only CD I had was Contra by Vampire Weekend, and I have many a fond memory of zooming down, bumbling down the two to the album and also that song. So I guess we're almost done here, so maybe we'll just say goodbye now and let the songs play
bye.
Out. Bye, see you never.
Just kidding. See you at 9 a.m. on This Is Songs With Words, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Free Form Radio.
We love you so, 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 so much. As per usual, our loyal listeners and our new friends alike. But please enjoy. Please enjoy Belle and Sebastian's There's Too Much Love, and if there's time, Kingfish Pies by Midlake. Bye.
Dance all night like I'm a soul boy, but you know I'd rather drag myself across the dance floor. I feel like dancing on my own, where no one knows me and where I can cause offense just by the way I look. that you were on my side, my dear. But it's best to finish as it started, with my face head down, just staring at the ground for my echo. It's safer not to look around. I can't hide my feelings from you now. There's too much love to go around these days. You say I've got another face. That's not a fault.
Da brincadeira,
Ei, José.
O rei da confusão.
Ei, João.
Um trabalhava na feira,
Ei, José.
Outro na construção.
Ei, João.
A semana passada, no fim da semana, João resolveu não brigar. No domingo de tarde saiu apressado e não foi pra Ribeira jogar capoeira. Não foi pra lá, pra Ribeira. O José, como sempre, no fim da semana, guardou a barraca e sumiu. Foi fazer no domingo um passeio no parque, lá perto da boca do rio. Foi no parque que ele avistou Juliana, foi que ele viu. Foi que ele viu Juliana na roda com João. Uma rosa e um sorvete na mão. Juliana, seu sonho, uma ilusão. Juliana e o amigo João. O espinho da rosa feriu Zé.